Hey there, Nerd of Godcast family. My name is Joel, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. Let's begin with a little wordplay. When I say game system, do you think of Xbox, PlayStation, Nintendo Switch, Game Boy, or maybe even Atari? When I say soda, do you think of Coke, Pepsi, Dr. Pepper, or maybe Mountain Dew? How about when I say the word star? What comes to your mind? Odds are you land on either Star Wars or Star Trek. Unless you're hungry and maybe you thought of Star Crunch. Now, elementary school lunch items aside, this battle for galactic supremacy leads us into some surprisingly divisive conversations. I distinctly remember my family getting into an argument when I was a kid about whether Star Trek was better than Star Wars. We all have an opinion, but if you pick Star Wars, I unofficially dub you the winner. Truth be told, I'm a terrible judge about this topic, because I've never seen a single second of Star Trek. But it is Star Trek week, so I'd like to share what I do know. That's right, all of my knowledge about an entire franchise wrapped up in these four words: live long and prosper. Outside of the rather difficult hand gesture that's tied with this phrase, there are a couple places in God's Word that quoted this even before Mr. Spock. Deuteronomy chapter 5 has Moses proclaiming it to the Hebrew people prior to entering Canaan. We also see this at the beginning of Proverbs chapter 3, where the writer encourages the reader to not forget God's law and to keep God's commands in his heart. Solomon continues by saying that doing these things will prolong your life and bring you peace and prosperity. In other words, live long and prosper. Now, that may not seem like a groundbreaking revelation, but it serves as an incredible reminder for us. When we choose to remember God by making him a priority in our day and walking in obedience to his commandments, we will live a blessed life. So no matter where you stand on the Star Trek fandom scale, let's all agree to ensure God in his rightful place in our heart. And by doing so, live long and prosper, friends. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more nerdy devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. Once again, I'm Joel for the Daily Nerd Devo. And until next time, you may have to play the game, but you don't have to play it alone.